A new study from UT Health San Antonio has found that any amount of physical activity may reduce a person's risk of developing dementia, particularly if you're Hispanic. That insight is from the most recent paper from the Glenn Biggs Institute for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Diseases that focuses on cognitive decline in the Hispanic population, which is important because older Hispanic adults carry a disproportionate burden of Alzheimer's and related dementias in the United States. 14% of Hispanic adults aged 65 or older have Alzheimer's, compared to 10% of older non-Hispanic white adults. I talked with one of the lead authors of this paper on exercise and cognitive decline, which has interesting information for everyone, but for Americans of Mexican ancestry in particular. From Texas Public Radio, this is a Petri Dish News Update. I'm Bunny Petrie.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio, committed to transforming the health of the community through a team that tackles problems from every angle, doing everything it takes to bring each patient the best possible outcomes. From teaching tomorrow's healthcare leaders to translating research into new treatments, UT Health San Antonio strives to make lives better. Learn more at everythingittakes.org.
We all know that exercise is good for you, right? Most of us probably even know that it's specifically good for our brains as we age. But a new study out of UT Health San Antonio tells us that you don't even have to do very much of it to get a brain benefit. And that's especially true for Mexican Americans, according to one of the study's lead authors. Claudia Sadi-Sabal is an associate professor at UT Health San Antonio and leads the Population Neuroscience Core at the Glenn Biggs Institute for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Diseases. The Neuroscience Core is where they study brain health, cognitive decline, and neurodegenerative conditions on a population-wide scale. And her research focuses on lifestyle and genetic factors contributing to dementia and brain aging. All right, Dr. Sadi-Sabal, tell me about this study. What did you study?
So we looked at blood pressure, fasting blood glucose, cholesterol, body mass index, and then other behavioral factors like smoking, diet, and physical activity. And we found that any type of physical activity really contributed to better cognitive function in late life. So those participants who did anything did not decline as fast as other participants who were inactive.
Give me some examples of this kind of physical activity.
So it could be things as easy as gardening, walking, dancing. And of course, there's other activities that are more involved, like running, swimming, and other activities that are a little bit more intense. But really what they found is that any activity protected your brain down the road in both Mexican-American and non-Hispanic white participants. But this was particularly important for Mexican-American participants. We saw the biggest gain there.
So how does even a little bit of exercise contribute to better brain health?
Yeah, so we have several different hypotheses why that might work. One of them is that physical activity creates or helps produce different types of growth factors, for example, the brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
Brain-derived neurotrophic factor is a protein that helps neurons grow and build strong connections and supports learning and memory.
And that pushes the brain to create all sorts of mechanisms to protect the brain.
There's another hypothesis that isn't really mutually exclusive from the first one, and it's that doing these things to get you moving often puts you in community with others.
Yes, and we know that being in community is really great for aging and brain aging in particular. So, for example, if you go walk with a friend, or you go dance with your spouse or things like that, stimulates the brain just by the fact of, you know, speaking with someone, having contacts that are rewarding. So if you're in community, perhaps you do more physical activities. So it's kind of reinforcing each other.
So can this information that you're gathering translate into policy? Can we create communities in which it's easier to walk or to garden or to, you know, go dancing than it kind of is currently? Basically, how do we get people to do this stuff?
Yes, that is a key question. And that will require some investment from perhaps the government or other communities where they would provide the infrastructure to really do these things. Because, yeah, you can tell, you know, people like, oh, these good things are so good for your brain and for your health in general. But if they don't have the availability of eating well or exercising or being in community, it's going to be really difficult.
Building that kind of infrastructure takes time, even when there is the will. So how do you recommend folks start making those changes today?
You know, take advantage of community centers, for example. And then from there, you can organize things around education about diet, about cardiovascular health, screenings for blood glucose, hypertension, then a little bit of physical activity, of course. That would be a very beneficial way to start.
A lot of research that I cover coming out of the Glenn Biggs Institute for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Diseases is addressing a pretty large void in Alzheimer's research. And turns out South Texas is the perfect place to bridge that gap. More on that when Petri Dish continues.
Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/BHC.
Welcome back to a Petri Dish News Update on a study that has found that even a little teeny bit of physical exercise can slow cognitive decline, particularly in Hispanic people. We've been talking to one of the study's lead authors, Claudia Sarizabal. All right, let's talk about this research more broadly. So Biggs researchers are frequently publishing now really interesting new insights on brain health and the Hispanic population, which has historically been woefully underrepresented in Alzheimer's research.
Yes, it's very important because we are adding something that is not really present in our findings that we have currently. There's very few research studies that include participants from South Texas. So we are making that contribution. And just by having a different set of people you study, you can answer broader questions that perhaps we're not able to find in another sample. So we are contributing data from our population that's going to benefit directly our population, but also in general research to stop dementia or reduce the risk.
And it's important to include Hispanics in Alzheimer's research specifically.
It's very important because we know that Hispanics are at a higher risk of dementia, and we need to understand why. So the best way to do it is by studying our population here, including participants from our region, and using all the data we have available to understand those trends.
And Biggs researchers are pretty lucky because they have access to data from the San Antonio Heart Study, which was a huge landmark study in San Antonio that ran from 1979 to 2004.
Yes, we have really great data from the San Antonio Heart Study, one of the best epidemiological studies at the time, pioneering diabetes research. And now what we are doing is we are calling back participants who survived all this time and want to be part of another study where we are studying more specifically brain aging called San Antonio Heart and Mind Study, or SAMS. And that will allow us to use the information that was collected back in the 80s, 90s to have a better picture of what specifically contributes to dementia or staying healthy down the road. So we're really trying to get some answers for our community, what matters here in San Antonio.
Now back to this paper specifically. Once more for those in the back, if you just add a little teeny bit of physical activity to your daily life, it may make a big difference in your future brain health.
And that doesn't mean that you need to run a marathon, but anything that you can do to increase your activity by a little bit will do wonders for your brain and will reduce your risk of dementia in older ages.
Just don't sit at your desk all day and then go home and sit on your sofa on your phone or streaming your favorite show. Just do a little something.
Absolutely. Going for a walk, going to dance, doing some gardening, you know, anything that you can just move a little bit. The idea is not to stay still all day or sitting in front of the computer like many jobs are now, but just move a little bit and that will go a long way.
Okay, thank you so much. Excellent advice from Dr. Claudia Sadi-Zabel, an associate professor at UT Health San Antonio and the Glenn Biggs Institute for Alzheimer's and Neurodegenerative Diseases.